Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa nashhadu anna sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa ala alihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman katsiran katsira amma ba'd faqad qala Allah ta'ala fil Qur'anil Majid a'udzu billahi minasy syaithanir rajim bismillahirrahmanirrahim wadduha wal laili idza saja ma wadda'aka rabbuka wa ma qala walal akhiratu khairul laka minal ula wala sawfa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لكل نبي دعوة يدعوها فأريد أن أختبي دعوتي شفاعة لأمتي يوم القيامة. Respected brothers and sisters, after the second trumpet would have been sounded, on the sounding of the first trumpet, Every single living being is going to pass away. Everything is going to die. Jibreel, the malaika that are holding the arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal, everyone, the angel of death, everyone is going to pass away. Not a single soul is going to be saved. Everyone is going to pass away. Every single one. Only Allah Azza wa Jal will be alone. And after the sounding of the second trumpet, everyone will come back to life. Everyone is going to be brought back to life. And that is when the Qiyamah is going to be established, the day of judgment. My dear brothers and sisters, understand something, that this is no easy day. It is a very, very difficult day. It is a day that we have to prepare for. And let us not for one instant take it for granted that things are going to be okay. What is going to happen on this day? My dear brothers and sisters, punishment begins right as we close our eyes for those who are disobedient to Allah Azza wa Jal. In the grave, we know about the punishment in the grave. On the day of judgment as well, for those who were sinful, disobedient to Allah Azza wa Jal, committing various crimes, punishment begins there as well while they are still waiting. The hadith describes this scenario for us with the sun one hand span over our head. Could we imagine the heat of that day? And the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us that everyone is going to be resurrected just as they were born, naked, uncircumcised. You have man standing next to animal, animal standing next to insects, insects standing next to jinnat. Everyone gathered on the plains. Everyone gathered. And everyone would be, according to the level of their sins, in perspiration. In perspiration. Some would be drowning. The hadith says some up to the ankle, some up to the knee, some up to the waist, some up to the neck. Some drowning in perspiration. So worried will people be on that day that they would start biting their fingernails. And they start biting their fingernails and they reach up to their elbow and they are unaware of it. The hadith, the Quran tells us that a mother who takes so much of care of a suckling baby now born, so much of care and comfort is given, she discards her baby. She discards her baby. A woman who is pregnant and taking so much care so that her child will abort her child because of the pressure, because of the worry. Yawma yajalul wildana shiba. When a young child, a young person who is normally carefree and has no worry about the world, they would become grey because of the worry that would going to take place on the day of judgment. And after everyone is gathered and everyone is waiting and all of that, my dear brothers, 70 years is going to pass by. 70 years is going to pass by and everyone is in that chaotic situation. In that chaotic situation on the place of resurrection, everyone is just waiting to see what is happening. When some people will decide, oh, we cannot take it anymore. What is this condition? What is happening here? We cannot take it anymore. The terror and the horror of that day is going to be so much that the kuffar will say, oh Allah, send us to Jahannam. Send us to Jahannam. We cannot take this punishment, this ordeal that we are going through here anymore. Forget about the reckoning. Forget about weighing our good deeds. Send us to Jahannam. Such would be the plight on that day. My dear brothers and sisters, it is then that some people would now approach the prophets. They would approach the prophets and they would ask to intercede on their behalf. They first go to Prophet Adam alayhi salam. And they go to Adam alayhi salam and they say to him, Ishfa' lana inda rabbik. Intercede for us in the presence of your Lord. Allah Azza wa Jal created you with his own hands. He blowed his ruh into you. He created you. You were the first. You are Abul Bashar. You are the father of mankind. Allah Azza wa Jal chose you and he created you. He ordered the angels to make sajdan prostration to you. You are a chosen person in the sight of Allah. You go to Allah Azza wa Jal. You make dua for us. You make dua for us. Adam alayhi salam would decline from this position. He said, it is because of my own sin that you were kicked out of Jannah. It is because of my sin that we all came out of Jannah. How I do not have the audacity. I do not have that courage to go and ask my Lord today, nafsi, everybody for myself, even for myself today. That is why the companions reported that the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that even if you come with the blessings and the virtues and the rewards of 70 prophets, not one, you have amassed the virtues and the rewards of 70 prophets and you come the day of judgment, you would still be only thinking about yourself, nafsi, myself. Nobody else. You're not worried about anybody else. Only yourself. So the Prophet Adam alayhi salam being approached and he was told, he was asked, he says, no. Lastu hunakum. Yani, lastu ahlan lithalika. That is not a place for me. I do not have that courage. I cannot do that. Lastu hunakum. Not me. Somebody else. Go to Nuh alayhi salam. So the people goes to Nuh alayhi salam and they ask him, O Prophet Nuh, you go to Allah Azza wa Jalla and intercede on our behalf. Look at the plight that we are in. Look at the condition that we are in. Do something for us. You are the first Rusul. Yani, the first messenger that was sent by Awwalu Rusul you are. Allah Azza wa Jalla call you Abadan Shakura, a grateful servant. You are high in the status of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Do something for us. Go to Allah Azza wa Jalla and intercede. He also declines from this situation. He also declines. He says, not me. Lasta hunakum. Not me. I cannot do that. I do not have. Allah Azza wa Jal is so angry today, as he was never angry before. So angry today that he was never angry before. I cannot face Allah Azza wa Jal today. Go to Khalilullah, Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was the friend of Allah, the most beloved. And a Khalil, who is a Khalil? A lover whose love has no limits. It has no deficiency. Such love he had for Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah Azza wa Jal name him Khalilullah, the beloved, the friend of Allah Azza wa Jal. Such a friend who was willing to sacrifice every single thing that he had for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. That was even at old age when he had no children, and in old age when he was blessed with a son, Allah Azza wa Jal sacrificed his son, he ready to put knife on the child's throat. No question asked. That is a Khalil, obedient person. O Khalilullah, O Ibrahim alayhi salam, ishfa' lana inda rabbik. Go to Allah Azza wa Jal and intercede on our behalf. Do something for us. Look at the plight we are in. Look at the conditions that we are going. He also declines. He said, no, this is not a place for me. Lasta hunakum. Yani lastu ahlan lithalika. I cannot face my Lord today. I am not in a situation to face my Lord today. Nafsi. I have my own self to think about. I have my own sins to worry about. I cannot see about anybody else today. Today is for myself. And then he would advise them to go to Musa alayhi salam. And Musa alayhi salam would advise them to go to Isa alayhi salam. Finally, they would come to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Everybody, every one of them, declining from going to face Allah Azza wa Jalla. When a person is angry, even we as human beings, when you become angry, you don't want anybody to talk to you. Don't talk to me now. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to hear nothing right now. Right? Allah Azza wa Jal, the anger that he's going to have on that day. My dear brothers and sisters, then what is our situation? What is our plight? Where do we stand on this day? Where do we go from here? My dear brothers and sisters, it is here where our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam becomes an important person for us. This is where he becomes an important person for us. Because as he said in our hadith, he said that for every prophet has an accepted dua. A dua that is guaranteed to be accepted. Now, all duas are accepted. All duas are accepted. We know, we learn from the ahadith, there are duas that are going to be accepted straight away. There are duas that are used for the removal of sins. There are duas that are stored up for us in the hereafter. Different ways duas are accepted. But this one dua that every prophet has is a dua that, inshallah, immediately it is going to be accepted as he asked a dua. That one special dua. Every prophet is given. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I have reserved that dua to intercede on behalf of my ummah on the day of judgment. I have reserved that dua for that purpose. Prophet Nuh alayhi salam and the various prophets utilized their dua in this world, some of them, to destroy their ummah, to destroy the people because of the sins they committed. The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I am going to reserve this dua to intercede on behalf of my followers on the day of judgment. My dear brothers and sisters, they're all in that plight on the day of resurrection. Everybody worrying. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala says that, O Prophet of Allah, we are all there standing, man in front, a woman in front, a beast in front, a jinn in front, everybody is there naked, uncircumcised. Are we wouldn't be worried about our nakedness and feel ashamed? Oh, he said to Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, things on that day are too grave for you to be worried about whether you are naked or not. You know, as one person said, he said, when you have a headache, you know, and you're twisting your head and your head is hurting and that kind of thing, and you go to pong a nail and you hit your thumb, you know what happened? You forget about the headache. Because when a hammer drop on your thumb, you forget about the headache. So we would not be worried about whether we are naked or not. Here it is that our deeds are going to be weighed. We are standing before Allah Azza wa Jal. Jahannam will be brought. And you know, just like how you have a bad dog and you're holding it on the leash and it is pushing forward to go towards somebody, so Jahannam will be. 70,000 rains on Jahannam, and each rain has 70,000 angels. 70,000 rains, and each chain that is holding, each one of these 70,000 has 70,000 angels holding it back. And it is still pouncing forwards. Why? Because it wants to go and devour the mankind. It wants to go and devour them. Allah Azza wa Jalla, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be asked. And that is why the ulama have mentioned that there are five types of intercession that is going to take place. The intercession that is going to take place on the day of judgment is of five categories. The first category, my dear brothers and sisters, the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when mankind is in this plight before Allah Azza wa Jal, when mankind is in this condition, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes before Allah Azza wa Jal, and he falls prostrate in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. He goes down into sijda. And he praises Allah with such words and such phrases which Allah Azza wa Jal will inspire him for. And he will remain there for a long while. He would remain there for a long while. And then Allah Azza wa Jal will give him permission. And he would intercede that, oh Allah, he would intercede on behalf of the ummah. That, oh Allah, let the intercession, let the resurrection begin. Not the resurrection, let the weighing of the deeds, let it begin. Because remember, people are already gathered and they are waiting there, and 70 years has gone by and nothing is happening. And they are perspiring and they are sweating and they are in this condition. 70 years. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first category of intercession, and this is something that is special with the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No one else, as the hadith mentioned, Adam alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa alayhi salam, nobody has the courage to go and stand before Allah Azza wa Jalla and say, oh Allah, let the intercession begin. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this first category of intercession, he intercedes before Allah Azza wa Jalla for the intercession to begin. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again bowing down in sajda before Allah Azawajal and begging him. The second category of intercession. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yadkhulul jannata min ummati 70 alfan bighairi hisab." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that 70,000 people would enter Jannah from this ummah bighairi hisab, without no questions, without no hisab, no kitab, nothing. 70,000 people of this ummah is going to enter Jannah without hisab. No questioning. The companions were surprised. 70,000? 70,000 might sound like a big number. 70,000, you look at it, could be a very small number as well. But yet still, it is 70,000. Who are these 70,000 people? They ask, Qalu ya Rasulallah, man hum? Who are they? Who are these 70,000 people that will be able to enter the Jannah without hisab? Without giving any reckoning, who are these 70,000 people? The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Humul ladhina la yaktawun wa la yastarqun wa ala rabbihim yatawakkalun." These are the people, the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, who did not involve themselves in cauterizing. What is cauterizing? When people in the days of old, or when people get damaged and or they get wounded in battle, they used to heat a sword and they would burn the area. They would burn the area that was bleeding. Sometimes when bleeding cannot stop and you're trying all kind of medication, they would heat something and they would burn it. This has been prevented in many ahadiths. The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wala yastarqun," and they would not seek any charm. They would not seek any charm, meaning that they are not going to be using unlawful taweez. You know what is a taweez? When people read and they blow, they write little paper and all of that and they put it on for protection. Unlawful ones. Understand what I'm saying. The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is indicating here that these 70,000 people are not going to be involved in anything that is against the tawakkul of Allah Azawajal. In other words, it is telling us that we involve in anything that is legal, Islamically correct, no problem in that. Anytime we go beyond the borders of that, and the people who write in taweez, you go to some non-Muslim and they are making a taweez for you, they are using words that contain kalimatul kufr and words of kufr and disbelief, and you are taking that and you are putting it on and all that, that is not, these are not the people. People who involve themselves in that, people who involve themselves in such forms of medication and trying to treat themselves that is contrary to the deen, then they are not into these 70,000 people. Wala rabbihim yatawakkalun, and they have full trust and confidence in their Lord. These are the 70,000 people who would be able to enter Jannah bighayri hisab, without any reckoning. One of the companion of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam who was there, he got up, he said, "O Prophet of Allah, make dua that I be from amongst them." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "O Allah, make him from amongst those 70,000 people." So the other companion seeing that, now another person got up and he said, "Oh Allah, make dua that Allah makes me from amongst them as well." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Sabaka Ukasha." Ukasha has superseded you. Ukasha was the name of the first companion who got up. He said, "Ukasha has already superseded you." Right? And that is why the companion said, "We used to look at Ukasha as a person of Jannah walking the earth with us. Because the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had made dua for him, not only to enter Jannah, but to be amongst the 70,000 who would enter Jannah without any hisab." This is the second category of intercession that is going to take place on the Day of Judgment. The first category, to begin, to start the questioning on the Day of Judgment. The second intercession that is going to take place is for the 70,000 people who are going to enter Jannah without any reckoning. The third category of intercession that is going to take place, my dear brothers and sisters, would be for those people who are deserving of the fire of Jahannam. For those people who are deserving of the fire of Jahannam, in other words, their deeds came up short. Their deeds came up short when they went and they got their deeds where the deeds came up short. They don't have enough. They didn't enter into Jahannam as yet. But they have already received their records and they have less weight. These are the people, my dear brothers and sisters. These are the people that the Quran speaks to us about and tells us
yawma yafirrul mar'u min akhihi wa ummihi wa abihi wa sahibatihi wa bani.
When a man will be running away from his brother, from his mother, from his father, from his spouse, running away. These are the people, because now you're on the plains of resurrection and you're looking for a deed. You're looking for a little bit of blessing. Where could I get a blessing? And that is why brother is running away from sister, mother, from father. Everybody is running away. Why? Because I don't want them to see me to come and ask me for anything. I don't have none to give. It's me for myself today. So everybody will be running away from one another. It is in this state and this condition. Remember, punishment has already started, as I mentioned. Punishment is already going on. That there would be people who Allah Azza wa Jal had blessed with wealth and they did not pay their zakat. That zakat, that wealth that they use, they utilize for themselves, will be made in the form of a snake that will be wrapped around them and will be biting them constantly while they are in this state. While they are in this state, they haven't reached, we haven't reached Jahannam as yet, still on the plains of resurrection. And these people who did not pay their zakat, it would be biting them snake. The adulterers would come on the day of judgment in this plight, and their private parts will be swollen, and it will be paining, and it will be oozing pus, and it will be smelling, it would give out a stench. So bad will be that stench that people will be running away from them. People will be running away from them, the adulterers who come on that day. The men who were inclined towards men, women who were inclined towards women, homosexuality, these people would come on that day and they would be staked to branches, to trunks of trees that would be lit with fire. And they would be burning. This is only on the plains of reckoning. This is only on the plains of reckoning. Those who were in the habit of speaking lies, they would be on that day and their tongues would be stretched out till their chests. Because they were in the habits of speaking lies. Those who deceived anybody in any way, whatever they deceived that person with, they are going to be punished with what they deceived them with. The hadith tells us, you one span of land that you take from a person, that is 7 earth of that span of land will be taken and wrapped around your neck. You did not treat your neighbors properly, you would come on the day of judgment and you have no hands. You have more than one wife. That everybody is talking about 2 wives, 3 wives, and they feel it's something good. You come on the day of judgment and you had more than one wife and you didn't treat them justly. You would be coming with your body leaning on one side, walking twisted. Why? Because you did not treat your wives properly. And for every single, those who are proud, Allah Azza wa Jal will transform them small, like if they were ants, and people will be trampling on them. So for every single sin that there is, whether it be an internal sin, whether it be external sin, whether it be a sin of the heart, where we are lusting and pride and deceit and all that kind of thing, or whether it be physical things that we do to people, for every single sin, my dear brothers, there's going to be punishment for it. Do not feel that there is any escape. Do not feel there is any getting away, my dear brothers and sisters. This is a day. These are the people who are deserving of the fire of Jahannam. They came up short with their deeds. They're already receiving punishment in the plains of reckoning. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again, our Habib, our beloved Rasul, will intercede on their behalf. Oh Allah, save them. They are deserving of the fire of Jahannam. They're already going through all of this punishment. Oh Allah, save them from the fire of Jahannam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be beseeching Allah azza wa jal again, prostrated before Allah azza wa jal in sijda, with utmost humility. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be saying, not only the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but this category of intercession, you would also find that the huffaz and the ulama and the righteous, the awliya, the righteous people would also be able to intercede on behalf of these people. The first two categories of intercession, only the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have done that. The Prophet, that is, to begin the intercession and for 70,000 to enter Jannah, only the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would intercede for that. This third category, for people who are deserving of the fire of Jahannam, here it is, where your deeds could come into some form of savior for you. The fasting that you kept, the sadaqah, the charity, the person who you sponsored to become an alim or to become a hafiz, the child that you said that, okay, look, you are for the savers of deen, you become an alim, they would be able to intercede. The hadith tells us that a person who is a hafiz would be able to carry 10 people into Jannah. Which 10 people? 10 people who were condemned for the fire of Jahannam. These are the people we are talking about. Those who are deserving. It has already been written for them to go to the fire of Jahannam. They haven't entered the fire of Jahannam as yet. From these people, a Hafiz would be able to take 10 of them. 10 of from his family members and his friends he would be able to take. Right, my dear brothers and sisters, that is why it is so important that we get ourselves involved in these actions, that we make someone from our family, or if we don't have anyone in our family to make a hafiz, at least find someone, sponsor someone, some student or something, take care of their needs, look after them, because on the day of judgment, when we are standing with the sun above our head, we would be grappling for anything that we could get, any single thing. That is why the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about the bankrupt person. That he comes on the day of judgment and he is a mountain of good deeds behind him. A mountain of good deeds. But one person comes up, the neighbor comes up and says, you know, he's so and so. And he used to curse me. And he used to do this. And he was encroaching on my land. He used to throw the garbage over here. And good deeds are taken and given to them. His good deeds are now taken away from him. The mountain of good deeds now start to erode away. And the next person comes up and his wife comes up and claims this. Because everybody is looking for good deeds. His children come forward and say, well, you know, they never sent me to Maktab. They never gave me an Islamic education. They never hired a teacher to teach me. But I had to go to school 7 and 8 hours a day to learn A, B, C, D. Right? No Islamic education. They never taught me. Then, oh Allah, my father is the fault why I am like this, right? And everybody looking to take deeds from one another. Everybody looking to snatch from one another, my dear brothers and sisters. It is there. Our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam will come and intercede on our behalf. He would come and intercede on our behalf that Allah azza wa jal will save us from this punishment and give us and take us towards the Jannah, my dear brothers and sisters. The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam still in prostration before Allah Azza wa Jal, pleading with Allah Azza wa Jal for the fourth category of intercession. What is this fourth category of intercession? For those people who are in the fire of Jahannam. For those people who are in the fire of Jahannam already. Right? Those believers, those Muslims who are in the fire of Jahannam. Right? Their deeds came up short and they were in the fire of Jahannam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would intercede on their behalf. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam down in sujda and prostration. Allah azza wa jal sends Jibreel alayhi salam. He says, go to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and find out what is the problem. So Jibreel alayhi salam comes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, ya Muhammad irfa ra'sak, raise your head. Qul tusma sal tu'ta ishfa tushafa. Speak and you will be heard. Ask and you will be granted. Intercede and your intercession will be accepted. Allah Azza wa Jal now asking the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how could I assist you? What do you want? And he begs and he prays for the people in Jahannam. And a whole group of people comes out of Jahannam. A whole group of Muslims comes out of Jahannam. And then after some time again, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in sajda, a whole group of people comes out again. And for the third time, the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in sajda, and a next group of people comes out of Jahannam. And for the fourth time again, the hadith says, and a next group of people comes out of Jahannam. And then after that, what happens? After that, what happens? Jibreel alayhi salam says, ya Rabbi ma baqiya fin nar illa man habasahul Qur'an, yani wajaba alayhi al-khulud. Oh my Lord, no one else is remaining in the fire of Jahannam except those people who the Qur'an held back. The Quran held back because Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive everything except associating partners with him. That is the word of Allah Azza wa Jal. So after all the Muslims have been taken out, the Muslims who have an iota of iman, a mustard seed of iman, an atom's weight of iman in his heart would be taken out from the fire of Jahannam. But how they will be taken out, my dear brothers? How will they be taken out? They will be taken out and they would have been totally roasted. Totally roasted and burnt. That they come out and then Allah Azza wa Jal would ask the people of Jannah to pour the water of life on them and water will be poured on them. And the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that they would begin to grow like in the silt of a flood. When flood water comes up, the fertile soil goes to the edge. And then you see little green plants intertwining and growing up like that. He says, so the people of Jahannam. So the people who comes out from Jahannam, they would water of life is poured onto them. They will be growing like that. They will be growing like that. My dear brothers and sisters, understand something. How do we get the intercession of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What could we do in order to acquire this intercession? And the fifth category before we close, the fifth category of intercession is for Rafu Darajat. People who are already into Jannah, the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make dua that Allah raise their status in Jannah. Intercession even for those who are in Jannah, that is the blessing of our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How easy it is to get this intercession? What do we have to do to get this intercession, my dear brothers and sisters? The hadith teaches us. The hadith teaches us what we have to do. The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever repeats the words of the muazzin. The muazzin says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You repeat the word of the muazzin. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. You repeat the word of the muazzin. Whoever repeats the word of the muazzin and sends darood upon me, because for every darood you send on your Rasul, you get 10 blessings. You are sending darood on your Rasul, but you are receiving 10 blessings. And you ask Allah Azawajal to bless me with that maqam and that station and to grant me wasila, that ability to intercede, that station, that maqam, that blessed place. You ask Allah to, and you repeat this after the adhan, then the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, halat lahu shafa'ah. Yani wajabat lahu shafa'ah. My intercession becomes wajib for him. How simple a deed. Some hadith says, only reciting the words after the muadhin, the words of the adhan. Some hadith tells us that after we recite the words of the adhan, we say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, raditu billahi rabba, wa bi muhammadin nabiyya, wa bil islami dina, ghufira lahu dhambuh. That his sins are forgiven. You recite that after the muadhin. You recite this little dua. Allahumma rabba hadhihi dawa wa tamat. Allahumma rabba hadhihi ad-da'wati at-tama was-salati al-qa'ima ati Muhammadin al-wasila wal-fadla wal-fadila wad-darajata ar-rafi'a wa ba'thu maqaman mahmuda alladhi wa'adtahu innaka la tukhlifu al-mi'ad. Written there, just above the time chart there, just to recite the dua, in order that the intercession and the shafa'at of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam becomes wajib for us. So easy. Today, my dear brothers and sisters, how much times for the day do we hear the adhan? How much times for the day do we hear the adhan? I'm not talking about on IBN. That doesn't have blessings in it. Right? Listening to the muadhin called the adhan. Otherwise, a person might get smart and he tape the adhan and holy he playing the adhan. Right? Not that. We're talking about the call for prayer. When the muadhin calls out the prayer and you repeat after him, that is the call for prayer we are speaking about. How much times for the day? Even from amongst the brothers who are coming masjid regularly, 3-4 times for the day. How much times for the day do you hear the adhan? Because, you know, we like to pull up for the last 2 minutes just for an namastad. Imam already said takbir, and then we're pulling up fast in the car park, pulling up. You spin wrong after namaz, a whole line of masbuk, people who reach late. What is it? Alhamdulillah. Tahdithun bin ni'mah. Only as a favor, mentioning the favor of Allah Azza wa Jal. I was able to hear this for this month of Ramadan gone by. I was able to hear all the adhan in the masjid. Not only did I make the effort to come and pray all my salah and jamaat, but I wanted to hear every adhan so I could repeat after the muadhin. We also must strive, and Allah Azza wa Jal continue to give us that tawfiq, that we are able to reach to the masjid a few minutes before the muadhin. We are able to reach to the masjid. We are able to hear the adhan and repeat. Just a simple act like that. To repeat the words of the muadhin. Even if we don't know the dua, just to repeat the words of the muadhin. Such a simple act, my dear brothers and sisters. And we could get the shafa'at of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 5 different forms of shafa'at, my dear brothers. Let us make an effort to try to come out a little earlier to the masjid. So we could hear the words of the muadhin. We could repeat it after him. We could pray the masnoon dua. And Allah Azza wa Jal will bless us, insha'Allah, with the shafa'at and the intercession of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of judgment. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.